Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome back.
Welcome back to Basically Adulting.
We've got our fun little drinks today. Non-alcoholic drinks,
Yeah,
obviously.
apparently these drinks, I don't know why we've started doing
There's
this.
something in them, for sure.
There's got to be. But I don't know why we started doing this because we definitely had wine every single time. I think the dry January, we just kind of got onto this tangent of finding non-alcoholic substitutes for these things. So if these are boring and you're like, you guys need to start drinking again to make it more interesting, just let us know. But this is called Ken Euphorics, Kin Euphorics. And Louisa was just reading the ingredients on it, or like the important notation on it, and it literally says on here, not intended for use by children, pregnant, or nursing people, for those with a medical condition or taking medication, consult a healthcare professional before use. Like, this is supposed to just be like a non-alcoholic drink.
And it's got like a lot of good, like,
It's caffeine free. Like, what's bad about it? I don't
I don't know.
understand.
I don't know if it's like the different like things in it, but a lot of it is good. Like ashwagandha is really good for you.
I don't know. So we're gonna find out. Let's see what it smells like. Ooh.
It's called Blue. Ooh,
It's
Blooming
very
Joy. That smells
strong.
like. If I were smelling this, I'd be like, there's definitely alcohol in this.
It does sound, or not sound,
It
it does
sounds.
smell like there's alcohol. Okay. Oh my gosh, I just spilled it. It's already
Oh
taking effect and I haven't even taken a
no.
drink. Wow, what a perfect size cup. Okay.
We had these last time.
And
Like,
this
not
is.
last time, but we've had these before. So.
Cheers. I feel like it's already taking effect just from the smell.
Yeah. Interesting.
I
Interesting.
can definitely taste the vanilla extract.
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 Yeah.
Abstract. It's not bad.
Interesting. No, it's not bad. It's better than the one we had that one other time.
The last time,
Yeah, that
that
one.
tasted like
That
ass.
one was horrible.
I just don't know why, like, a child couldn't drink that.
Or a pregnant woman.
Right. Oh God.
Jesus.
It's already taking effect.
It's already
I
affecting
feel like
me.
your glass is like kind of on the edge of
It
the
is. Now that
table.
you
It's
mention it, I
not,
was
and it's
wondering, I
secure.
was, you
It's
know.
not secure. So how have you been?
Good,
It's been like a
good.
good 3 days since I've seen
I
you.
know.
A solid 3 days. Well, no,
Like two and
actually
a
two
half.
and a half days. Luis and I went out on Friday. I was actually feeling like I was not gonna be feral. I was in a good place when you texted me, do you wanna go out? And I was like, yeah, sure. Like, we can go out, have dinner,
Yeah.
casual drink,
Yeah.
and then, you know, shit just hit the fan unexpectedly, like it normally
Yeah.
does.
Yeah. Well, I just think like every time we end up at Red River, it's that's like a black hole.
I know, it really is. And the funny thing is that we kind of planned to go there. Like, it was like our last resort
Yeah.
to go there, but it was talked about prior to getting messed up.
Correct.
Because normally when we go there,
It's not planned.
it's not planned. It's like a, oh shoot, like it's getting late. Like, we could go spend 2.5 hours still at Red River.
Yeah.
Like, when we're already
Messed
shouldn't
up.
should be going home.
Yeah.
But there was like, this was like part of the plan. I'm not really sure why, but it's like, oh, we haven't been there in a while.
We hadn't. We were like, oh, we're gonna go have, because Aaron and I were gonna go out. We talked about it. Earlier in the week. And so I was like, in my head, I texted you. I was like, we should probably have dinner. I should
Which
probably
was
be
a good
like, yeah.
idea. And we had
And
sushi, which
yes.
was, you know, heavy on the tummy.
Yes.
That rice collected majority of the alcohol
Yeah.
to a certain extent until it stopped.
And we were like, we'll go to like one bar and then we'll just like go to Red River. We haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, and we kind of ate, like, we were taking our time. We weren't in a rush. So we didn't even leave my house until like 8:30,
8:30.
which is kind of late to like be having dinner,
Yeah.
in my opinion. But that's okay. We're still young. We can have dinner whenever we want.
Yeah.
So we ate dinner like starting at 9. That's like some European shit. Like, they don't eat dinner until like 10 o'clock over there because the
Yeah.
bars don't even open until like midnight.
Yeah.
So we were like acting like we were in Europe, just living our best lives, eating dinner at 10 or 9. 9 o'clock, the restaurant actually
Yeah.
closed at 10, but just bouncing around, taking a drinks. Like, I think the bar that we went to, where I had the lychee martini and the bartender gave me a to-go drink. I literally told him that I loved him and he's like, love you too. I was like,
Oh my gosh.
but you know who I'm talking
Yeah,
about.
I know.
And I don't know, it just like slipped out of me. Like, the lychee martini got the best of me, and I'm like, I love you, and I just love everybody, I guess, on a lychee martini. And so that really kind of just set the stage of where the night was gonna go.
Yeah, it really did. We walked in. We to set it up. We walked into Red River and we're like, we have to go to the bathroom. So we all go to the bathroom. I think I go in first, doing my little thing. I come out and you guys are talking to this woman. And you guys, she's like,
She
let's
was
all take a
more,
selfie.
she was talking to us.
Well,
She was a
yeah.
little
So
crazy.
I was like, oh, that's a really good picture of us. Because then the three of y'all, because it was like Aaron, Haley, and Fernanda. They went to the bathroom. And so then I'm left there standing with this woman. And I'm pretty tipsy. I'm buzzed. I'm in a like fun, friendly mood. And I'm like, that's a really cute picture. And we add each other on Snapchat.
Oh, God.
And mind you, she snapped me on Saturday night.
Saying, where
What are you
are you,
doing it?
babe?
Yeah, what are you doing tonight?
Oh
And
my God.
I didn't open it till Sunday.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
The amount of people's Snapchats that I have gotten from Red River that I've literally maybe talked to them twice, just in passing,
Yeah.
become friends. It's probably majority of my friends on Snapchat, besides like you and like my main core group of people. I'm
Funny.
like keeping up with these people's lives on Snapchat that I don't even know who they are. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
So funny.
But yeah, so we get there. I don't even know if I danced. I don't think I did.
I feel like didn't I know I didn't dance.
I don't think I did. I don't
I for sure know I didn't. I was asked and I felt kind of bad, but I was like, no.
No, you're ugly.
Well, I didn't say that. I might have looked him
But
up and
in your
down.
head, you did.
I might have looked him up and down. Or like I might have like
You were probably really nice about it.
I was like, no, thank you.
I do just want to say, like, fair warning right now, my tummy is like making all these noises. So if you can hear it, I apologize. Just if you're hearing like whales in the
Jurassic
background.
Park.
Yeah. That's just my stomach digesting food. So,
Okay.
just a little
Thanks for the warning.
FYI. But
Appreciate it.
yeah, I had a really good time. We ended up going home at a decent
I
hour.
need to talk about my end of the night
Okay.
because it was just so. So we did something we don't tend to do at Red River is we like bar hopped within the bars inside, which is not something that we usually do. We usually stick to our one bar in the middle.
Yeah.
And so there was like one bar, there's like a guy that was wasted just buying everybody shots. I took two there. And then, oh, you know what? I also bought one there too. Probably not a good idea. Then we end up at this other bar by the bathrooms. And because we went in there and then we come out and we're just like chilling there trying to figure out our next spot. And there are these two guys to my right and they're just like talking to themselves. And but there are these like.
I remember you standing over there, and honestly, like, that's kind of the last memory I have of like being with y'all.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I don't know how I ended up back together with you.
I don't either. I don't.
Maybe I really wasn't that far away, but I'm like in my own
I
little
don't think you
la-la
were,
land
because,
world.
like, well, I'm talking to, well, I start teasing these guys because the guy next to me was really cute. And I was like, oh, are you guys having, like, I pick up the little, like,
Oh my
battery
God.
operator again. I'm like, are you guys having a little romantic night to yourselves? And then we get talking.
Just being a dick.
No, I was being funny.
Oh,
I was teasing them. And they're like,
okay.
no. And, like, any other man that goes to Red River, they're like, it's her homegirl, like, whatever bartender they are friends with. It's her
Yeah.
birthday. And I was like, oh my God, happy birthday, whatever. And I don't know what I start talking to them about. And they're like, let's buy you and your friends shots. And I was like, oh my God, yeah. And he's like, okay, how many? And I turn around to let you guys know. And they turn around with me. And then I turn back around to them. And I was like, because you guys were gone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no friends.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't
Bye.
know. I don't have any recollection of that. Bye.
Bye.
I don't have, no. I don't have any recollection of. I remember seeing, like, standing on the other side of the bar, so I must have moved. You probably like iced me out, so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go find my other friends then, and walked away.
Well, no, because I didn't like Fernanda, because I tried, because her, we'll get there, but her and I were talking about it on Saturday because I drove her home. And I was like, I literally turned around and I looked at the guys and I was like, Casper's my friend because I don't know who the fuck my friends
Oh
want.
my
And so I take a
my
shot and I
God.
drink with them. And then eventually Fernanda comes back over. And I'm like, oh my God, like these are my two friends. Like, blah, blah, blah. Like the two guys. I'm like, this is my best friend. And Fernanda starts making out with like one of the guys.
She made out with
Yeah.
him? What? I didn't know
I'm sorry.
that.
I'm just like spilling Fernanda's tea on this podcast. Sorry.
I mean, it's fine.
And I'm over there having like a full-blown like therapy session with this other guy
Were you
who's,
the therapist?
you know, I wouldn't even call it a therapy session. Like we were having like a really just good heart-to-heart. He was telling me he's like going through a divorce and he's got a kid and just like all this shit. And I
My
was like, you're
God.
doing good. Like, is this
You're
something?
at Red River celebrating the bartender's birthday. You're doing a great job, sir.
Great
Continue
job.
doing what you're doing.
And
That's
we
probably
were,
why you're getting a
well,
divorce,
we were just like
honestly.
talking about like a bunch of like different things, which I don't know why I tend to do that. Like when I'm really drunk, I'm
You
like,
like want to just talk about all of your crazy things.
literally, I'm like, why am I that way?
It's because you're just trying to relate to people.
I'm
Like,
just like
what else
talking
would
and
you
I'm
talk
like,
about?
blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I was talking about like what I do for work and he's in the Air Force. And I was like,
Louisa,
oh.
those are normal things to talk
Well, no,
about
I don't
in
want to talk about like the
a
things that like, well, like
conversation.
some of the stuff like didn't get political, but we were just like, yeah, like I was like, blah, 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 whatever. And then I come to find out his friend, this is where like I literally like make myself cringe.
What?
And his friend was like out of nowhere, just like put like took his hat off. I think he was wearing a hat. I don't know, I was kind of drunk.
Oh my God.
And he's like has long hair. And I was like, oh my God, what? And he's like, he's part Navajo. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, this is when Fernanda should have been like, Lisa, shut the fuck up. Because I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I would love to go to a reservation. Like,
Oh my
my
God.
dream is to have a show like Anthony Bourdain. And I start rambling. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
Like,
hilarious,
shut the fuck
though.
up, Lisa. And so, yeah, like, talking to these guys. I'm talking to this guy. He's like really cool. I think he was gonna ask me to dance because he starts talking about if I know how to dance. I was like, yeah, I know how to dance. I was like, really,
Yeah, I'm
it's,
not an idiot.
I said, I was like, really, it depends on the guy. I was like, because it's all in the leading. If the guy sucks, like, obviously the dance ain't gonna be that good.
Yeah.
And
Then I'm
so
gonna have to sit here and teach you how to freaking two-step, which is not what I
it's
came here
annoying.
to do.
Yeah, it's annoying.
I'm like, one, two, back.
One,
One,
two.
two, back. It's like, I
A baby
just
could
can't
do
get
it.
it. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, oh my God, just freaking listen to the beat and go off of the beat. It's
Yeah.
not that hard.
Oh my gosh. But
I've danced with
yeah.
my share of
So we ended up
non-dancers.
leaving.
Where'd you go?
We went home, you and
Oh,
I,
you and I. I
and
thought
the
you were still
rest.
talking about like
No, no,
you
no,
and the
no,
guy. I
no.
was
Well,
like,
him and I exchanged numbers, and I did end up texting him like the next day, and I was like, "Hey, it's the girl from last night." Like, great heart to
didn't even
heart.
give your name or anything.
I think I did. I don't
It's the girl
remember.
Louisa from last night.
I don't remember, but
That's
he didn't
hilarious.
respond, and I'm like, our conversation must have been weirder than I thought. And so,
Hilarious.
but something that Fernanda and I were cracking up about was, when we got in the Uber, when we were waiting for our Uber, her and Haley got hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I guess when we got in the Uber was like something about the hot
You said
dogs.
something like, don't fucking spill or something. I
And
remember.
so, I remember this so clearly because we were getting dropped off at your place. You get off first. And I guess like the lights go on, you know, like when the car doors open and there's like a piece of just like a bun. It's literally just a bun of hot dog. And the
On the
driver's like,
floor.
I told you about them hot dogs. And Fernanda's like, she like bends down, she like picks it up. And I guess they have like a Kleenex. She just like wipes and she's like, there.
Oh my
She got
gosh.
off.
Oh my
Oh my
gosh.
God. But that made me laugh so hard on Saturday because I was like, she was just like, there.
Oh my gosh, that was funny. Yeah, I was in another world. I do remember talking to a guy, and I did get a text message the next day from a guy named Justin saying it was nice to meet me. I don't know if it was this guy that I was talking to at the very end or if it was somebody I met prior to. I'm not really sure, so I just didn't respond, which I guess I could have found out, but
Yeah.
it's just, it's more fun to just not respond sometimes,
Yeah.
especially. Also, the next day was very hectic for me because I had promised my dad that we would go walk around the RV show in Dallas. And we had to go in the morning because I had lunch plans and with my cousin was in town, so I had to like run around town. So I meet at my dad's house. I literally wake up, I don't know how, I just my body was like, you need to wake up. Looked at the time and it was like 7:30 and I'm told my dad I'd be there at 8.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, fuck. Which my dad knows like that 8 o'clock means maybe like 8:15, 8:30. I think I ended up making it at 8:15, which is
That's
from
really good.
my state of being in bed at 7:30, I think that's pretty darn fucking good. Jumped out of bed. Louisa was parked behind me, had to move her car, let Louisa sleep, and then was just driving to my dad's house. We went and looked at RVs for a little bit, and then I met my cousin and mom for lunch. I did get a little nap in after that for like about an hour, but then I went back to my dad's house, got my oil changed in my car, and then I worked a blackjack party.
Damn, you were.
So I literally was like from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock that day, and so like yesterday was, I was like, I'm not doing anything.
Dang.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I didn't even like talk to you at all on the
No.
whole weekend
No.
after that.
I was dead Saturday. Like I was just so I remember you like, where are your keys? And I was like, they're in my bag. And then I just like went back to sleep. And then I wake up to Fernanda like, hey. And I was like, what? And she's like, it's 8:30. Like, I need to go. Cause she was like, she's in the middle in the process of moving. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, she's like, where's Aaron? Cause she didn't she Ubered out to Lion and Crown.
That's right.
So she was like, she didn't hear you leave, so she was like, shoot, I should have gotten a ride from Aaron. And I was like, no, she's gone. And so
She
then
gone.
I went back to sleep. I went back to sleep, and then I don't know, like my body was like, no, you have to get up, like you have stuff to do today too. And so
How did that work out for you?
and so I'm like getting up, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was still drunk. I'm pretty sure I was still drunk. And I like go to the bathroom and I do my business and I come back out and I'm like, okay. I'm like trying to get all my stuff together. I go downstairs and I'm like, I need water. Like my mouth feels disgusting. And I go, like, serve myself water. I take one sip and I, like, literally have to spit it out because I was like, I can't.
Ew.
And so then I'm like, is Fernanda still here? Like, did she leave? My phone's dead. Like, I don't know. And so
you
then.
You charged your phone in my charger.
I don't know. I just wanted to leave. Yeah. I don't know. And so I then go, like, sit in my car and, like, waiting for my phone to charge. And I could just kind of, like, sit there for, like, maybe 5 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to McDonald's, the one, like, right off the highway right there. And so I'm at the light, and my phone turns on. And so then I check Fernanda's location, and it shows she's still at your house. And I was like, this bitch told me she was leaving. She was taking a lift. So then I call her, and I'm like, hey, where are you? She's like, I'm still at Aaron's. And I was like, what? I'm at the light. She's like, bitch, what? And I'm like, I thought you left. She's like, no, come back. And I'm like, okay, let me turn around.
Oh, my gosh.
I turn around. I pick her up. And I'm like, we're getting McDonald's because I can't. I need something to help me right now. So we're at McDonald's. And I'm pretty sure the lady at the checkout was, like, making fun of me because I was struggling. I was, like, ordering our orders. Like, it was such a struggle bus. And then I realized I forgot my jewelry at your place. So there I go back.
Oh, my God. I'm literally going to see you in 2 days.
So there I go.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I need to go get my rings and my... And I was like, I don't even remember taking my jewelry off.
Honestly, I just remember getting out of the Uber and being like, I'm going to bed.
I don't remember going up the stairs. I think I was annoyed with everybody. I don't know. Yeah, you were a little annoyed.
I was like, ugh, get in the Uber.
Yeah. You were like yelling at all of us. And I was like...
Yelling at you. You were literally standing right next to me.
True.
I was on the phone with Fernanda, and I was like, if you don't get over here, we're gonna leave y'all. You're not going home with those strangers.
Yeah.
Bad influences.
I can vouch for that guy she was talking to.
Well, you didn't do a very good job because she ended up getting in the Uber.
Well, she later says that she's kind of glad because she's like, then I would have... He'd have to drive me home and all this stuff.
Yeah, I was helping out everybody to make a good decision.
I'm just putting Fernanda's like tea out there. He did ask her out on a date.
Good.
So
that's how it should be.
Well, we can't really judge.
I'm not judging.
We can't. What I meant to say is like we can't really say much because I mean we've gone home.
With I'm not saying men that from. They shouldn't, but if they wanted to, they should have, and they didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, the Uber's here. If you're going to come with us, get over here.
Yeah. So, anyways,
It was a fun night.
It was a fun night. I got home. I passed out. I was so hungover. Like, I had to put my sleep mask on because it was too bright. Even with, like, it being so dark in my room, I was like, it's still too bright.
I feel like when I'm hungover like that, I have to not stay at home. Like, I have to go out and do something. Otherwise, I will just waste the day away.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I'm all better for it.
I mean,
I did end up going to Fernanda's new place because our moms were there. And they're like, you should come over and bring all these things that we need. And I was like, I guess. And so then I went and I got Fernanda and I Chick-fil-A. And then they're trying to direct me to, like, where to park. And they're like, you have to go here. Like, we're standing outside. And I was like, guys, like, there's so many apartments. Like, I did get a little annoyed with them. Because I'm like, where the fuck? Like, lead me. And so I had to, like, look at Fernanda's location. Because she's like, they were like, hold on. We're outside. And I'm like, give me direction.
Thank you for the
like,
specific
where
location.
Where the fuck am I supposed to go? Like. Give me specifics, but I eventually found them, and I ate Chick-fil-A. I felt a little better.
That's good.
But yeah, no, I was definitely not in a mood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can feel that, but Friday was fun.
It was
to say the least. It was needed, I think.
Yeah.
What were we saying at dinner? We were saying, to Riding Solo or something like that?
Yeah, to Riding Solo.
Riding Solo. And then to Spicy Season?
Yeah.
Because you were saying
Pisces
season, but we thought you said spicy, which we like
which
that better.
Which, I mean, goes hand in hand.
I like that better.
But, yeah.
So, how are you liking the drink so far?
I like
Do you
it.
feel any different?
No, but I do want to say to like our listeners, there's like an episode like maybe 2 or 3 ago where we had one of the other flavors, and I didn't feel drunk. I didn't feel like that. I just felt like very more like
We haven't drank it all yet. Maybe we have to drink it all
maybe.
because I feel like we didn't start getting all giggly and the effects didn't hit us until
Till the
after we were
end.
really done drinking it.
True.
Because it's really small.
It really is.
It's only an 8 ounce, 8 fluid ounces can.
And you're
Like,
only, remember, what does it say? You're not supposed to have more than what? Shoot. Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to have more than 4 servings within 24 hours.
what will happen?
I don't know.
We should try it one day.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
If it's
I don't
healthy, I don't
know.
know why.
I don't either.
We should just try it and see what happens.
We should.
We'll do it like outside of a hospital, just in case.
Okay.
You
Security's gonna be like, "What are you ladies doing?"
that whenever, this is what I've heard, like whenever you're feeding your kid like peanut butter or something
For the
for the
first
first time,
time,
you should always do it like while you're close to a hospital just in case they're allergic. My kid better not be allergic to peanut butter.
Man, that shit would be fucked.
That would suck.
When I think what
Those
we
are the best
worst,
sandwiches besides
what
grilled
I feel like
cheese.
what we worst is if they're like what is it called? Allergic to gluten. I think that's worse.
Feel like that might be made up.
I don't, because I do know people that do suffer.
I think that it's the way that the food's made now. I don't think it's gluten.
I don't think the food, the way the food's made, I think it's the way they try to poison us here in the United States.
I think it's because the way that the food is made, like macaroni, bread, like I saw this TikTok, and I probably shouldn't tell you this because you're not gonna want to eat macaroni again, but
Oh no, I know what you're talking about.
what?
They don't clean the mold machines for
Not the
like
mold
15, or like the
machines.
mold grows and they don't clean the machines for like so many days.
Yeah, it's like 16
Yeah.
days and mold grows in there. So
Yeah.
it's not necessarily a gluten problem. It's a mold, like you're allergic to mold.
Yeah. Well, that and like, well, they say that like the wheat here, there's like so many pesticides and stuff, like that's the issue. Because
That's
like
not
I
gluten problem. That's
well,
a
no, it's not a
pesticide
gluten
problem.
problem, but like it's a state, it's like the United States problem because we keep allowing it. Well, no, not we. People in the business,
Yeah, the food
capitalism
business.
allows it.
Yeah, because it makes money.
Because
Its shelf life
I
is
agree with you.
faster.
I don't think celiac disease is a real thing because people that go to Europe or like other parts of the world can have bread
Right.
and or dairy,
Yeah.
and they, well, I don't think dairy, but like bread in general, and
Yeah.
they're like, I'm fine.
Well, and they lose weight there.
Well, because Europe and like most of those other countries like are very like public transportation friendly.
Yeah, but also the food is not making you bloated and it's not making
It's
you
not bad for
gain
you.
weight.
True.
Also, you're doing more walking too. But like when I studied abroad in Spain, I was eating ice cream every day, gelato, bread, like pasta,
Well, because like
drinking
the food and health
wine.
regulations over there are so much more stricter. Like
Yeah.
over here, like they want us to get sick, guys.
They do. They're trying to cap the population.
Don't think it's cap. I just think like they make money like from.
Well, there's definitely multiple reasons, but money is probably the main reason.
Yeah.
But also, there's not a lot of room.
I'm
There's
like, I don't think they're trying to cap the what did you call it? The
the
population?
population.
Because I don't think that's it.
I mean, I don't know.
Don't think they're trying to cap the population because like in the last census, like the birth rate's actually pretty low in the States right now.
Right. But this has evolved over time.
No, I
So
know.
it's working.
But Aaron, why would they want to cap the population when they're overturning Roe v. Wade? They're like making like, what's it called? Like IVF and all.
There's too many damn people here.
But why would they like try to make it, okay, not the IVF situation, but like why would they overturn Roe v. Wade where abortion is illegal or like, you know, getting Plan B or like birth control difficult? If anything, they would make it easier.
You would
to
think.
Cap the population.
You would think so. But that goes against their views.
I know.
So
I think people need to watch Handmaid's Tale, is what I think.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, I don't know how we got on that topic. Well, actually, I do.
Because we're talking about the kid getting allergic peanut
to,
butter.
Allergic to peanut butter.
Allergic to peanut butter, not getting peanut butter.
Yeah, but I would just peanut butter. I enjoy peanut butter so much. It would just be, you know, it would suck. Then I wouldn't be able to have peanut butter in my house because what if my kid gets a hold of the freaking peanut butter jar like that baby on YouTube and just spreads?
Well, not just that, but there are some kids that are like, they're so deadly allergic to peanut butter, they can't even like smell it.
But do you know what video I'm talking about?
No, I know. That one's really freaky.
Hilarious.
I mean, he's like.
He looks at his camera, his mom, and he's like, ah!
Did you send me
a little peanut butter?
I think Fernanda sent it to me, and it was like someone making fun of that TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they go open the attic door, and I had to watch the video like multiple times because I was like, they're like, the peanut butter baby's all grown up. This girl or guy, and they're like covered in peanut butter, and they just like pop out from the attic. But I had to like watch it multiple times because I was like, what the fuck am I watching? Because I couldn't see him.
Well, and why is he in the attic?
I'll have to send it to you.
Okay. Because it was just like a baby that had gotten into the peanut butter and like...
But they're sitting on top of the table
they're
too.
They're sitting... Yeah, like they had been...
So many questions.
But they had been left alone probably for a good minute. And like the sister is painting peanut butter on the baby. And the baby is enjoying it. Like, peanut butter is smooth. It feels good. Like, I can imagine he's just having the time of his life hanging out with his big sister. And his sister's like, this is the best idea. We're going to paint you with peanut butter. And it's just, like, covered it all over his face. And the mom comes in, and she's like, what are you doing? And the baby just turns around and is like, ah. Oh, like, so serious. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
So... I couldn't have peanut butter in my house for that reason, just in case. Hopefully my kid's not allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah.
We could deal with gluten. We can figure a way around that.
Yeah. You just, like, import your food from...
From Europe.
From Europe. Or we just move to Europe.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I questioned that almost every day.
Like, me too.
Like, quit my job and just...
Well, go. I did send you a TikTok that it was like...
I send you TikToks about it almost every single day.
Well, hold on. No, I was going to bring up this one specific one I just sent you recently. And it's like this TikToker. It's like, the people born in these years should move to this country. And I sent it to my younger cousin. And I was like, the way I almost committed moving to Denmark, like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years, like I was looking to be an au pair over there. And it's like, I'm supposed to apparently meet the love of my life. And the men there are very tall, very handsome, very put together.
I feel like a lot of the European men are just a little more handsome than ours.
Yeah.
We've got some, like, dweeby looking guys.
We really do. Like there was this man.
I think it all stems down to, like, our food.
In water at this point.
For real. Like, how?
Run for president and make that your slogan.
It's about the food and the water. Like, what is going on?
We gotta change these men.
Seriously, because I'm sure there's weird, dweeby-looking guys over in Europe.
For sure.
There's gotta be.
But
I feel like if you're...
make up most of the population. You know? Like, I mean, we're here, they are, like, 75%.
Probably.
Over there, they make up, what, like, maybe 25%.
I mean, this is guesstimation to a T.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
But, I mean, this is just based on the dating profiles.
Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if I sent you, but I think Vogue magazine or Forbes magazine interviewed the CEO of Hinge.
Oh God, they're getting in trouble right now.
Yeah, because they're like, what do you say about like all your past users or your current users that are saying that all these men that are men, or I don't, mainly it's men, let's mm-hmm. be honest, that are like things that like crawled out of the earth or something, like really, like I'm like, wow, you said that to the CEO. And he's like, well, like we don't have an algorithm to measure attractiveness. And I'm like, bull fucking shit.
The point of like,
then why are they in Rose jail? If you don't judge or like have a measurement of like,
yeah, give me some hot ones every now and then.
Get them the fuck out of. I don't have money to be spending on roses.
I'm not spending money. And this isn't
the fucking Bachelorette for me to be giving roses.
I'm not spending money on a dating app.
That too. I actually ended up deleting Hinge because I'm like,
I thought you were going to tell me that you accidentally or
no, I would
actually
never.
No. Accidentally paid. And I was like, no. Oh my God. No. No,
I would wait for that free rose. And then I'd like,
I'm not even giving out roses. I'll just give you a like. It'll, you know, when you like somebody and it's like, do you want to give them a rose? I'm like, no, just send them a fucking like.
Yeah. I ended up deleting it because I was like, excuse me. I just didn't feel like it was doing its job.
It's not. There's a lawsuit going on.
No, I know.
What's it called? Action.
A class action lawsuit.
Class action, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. You're literally there to make a profit off of.
Lying. The app that's meant to be deleted.
Yeah, fuck you.
You. Fuck you.
Hinge.
Like, at one point, I will say, like, pre-COVID, I think I went out more. This is before they're, like, whatever they're now. But I think pre-COVID, I went on more dates off of Hinge than anything. And I met some great guys, some questionable ones.
Yeah.
But overall, like, I made more connections through Hinge.
Yeah.
And now that they want to make a profit, it's like,
yeah.
What? Like,
just let the app be the app and, like, come up with a new app to make money. Like, don't be stingy. The world is hard. Also, right now, like, dating is pretty non-existent in real life. To meet somebody and to be asked on a date literally does not happen. Men, and we've talked about this a little bit on the show, but, like, on the podcast.
Well, it is a show.
I know, but I was, like, thinking of, like, a...
like we're a talk show.
We're a talk show. Like Kelly Clarkson over here.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. On the show. I'll call it a show. That's fair. But we've talked about it where... Oh my gosh, I just lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
About how dating's like so non-existent right now.
Oh, yes. Because guys are intimidated by the girls that... Like, there's a percentage, I don't even remember what it would be, but, like, majority of guys are intimidated to even ask out a girl because they don't want to come across as creepy or, like, rude or in
whatever. Yeah.
And girls are obviously like, well, we want guys to come up to us and ask, obviously, but when we say no, like, no thank you, obviously doing it in a polite way.
Yeah.
But when we say no, men get mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an ego punch in the gut. And mm-hmm. it's like, I understand that, yeah, it sucks to
be rejected.
Get your hopes up and get your heart broken or whatever. Mm-hmm. You don't even know the person, but it's like, you don't know if you don't take a chance.
Right.
It's always going to be a no if you don't ask.
Exactly.
You never know.
You miss, what is it? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
And so... Yeah.
But it's like a two-sided, double-edged sword where the guys are afraid to ask because they don't want to come off as creepy and weird. And the girls, they're not going to ask because it's like chivalry is dead. Well, ask away.
That's funny because that's something I talked to my therapist about. And I think that's one of the issues because the only dating app I have is Bumble. But I deleted Hinge. But we had this conversation because I was like, my issue is, I was like, I have no qualms. I have no issues with asking a guy out. I have no issues with that. I was like, my problem is I end up becoming the one that is always reaching out, is always wanting to make a plan.
Right.
And so she said, she's like, well, yeah, because they get used to, like, she's like, and it's, she's like, it's not just you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it happens to many people, but they get comfortable. They're like, I don't have to do anything because she's going to come.
Right.
She's going to make the
plans.
Yeah. She's going to make the plans.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I guess I've been very like not standoffish and like not that I don't talk to guys, but it's like if they're not asking me out, I'm not right. continuing the conversation. I'm like, you have nothing else to offer.
I literally saw a girl on Hinge like yesterday or something, and it was like, this is what it's like dating
on TikTok.
On Hinge. Yeah. I saw a video of a girl on TikTok talking about a conversation she had on Hinge.
Okay.
And it was like she responded to the guys, so she liked him.
Mm-hmm.
She responded to a prompt of like, what book are he asked, oh, like, what book are you reading?
Yes.
Did you send this to me?
I might have sent it to okay. you, yeah.
But she said, what book, or the prompt said, what book are you reading, mm-hmm. or what books are you reading, blah, blah, blah. She responds with, this is what I'm reading, I don't remember.
Yeah, she's like Animal
reach,
Farm.
Yeah, and she's trying to reach her goal. It's only 100 pages mm-hmm. or whatever. He goes, oh, cool, I'm reading blah, blah, blah by whoever. And she goes, oh, what's a, asked a question about the book. And he just responds with the answer, doesn't ask another question.
It's literally,
question.
Yeah, I've had those same conversations.
And so she's like, normally it's like, okay, end of conversation, cool.
Yeah.
But she's like, I'm going to give it one more question, see if maybe he'll like, you know, come Try. Out of a shell yeah. a little bit. So she's like, oh, okay, ask another question. And he was like, I don't know, just answered the question. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's not that hard. All you have to do is put a, and you, or, you know.
Oh, how are you liking that book?
Yeah,
I've never read it.
Ask a question. It's not that fucking hard. Give me a chance for you to see some of my personality,
mm-hmm.
especially if we're dating, like, or yeah. a freaking dating app. You're, I don't know. I was like, girl, I feel ya. Like, it's
yeah, the
a
amount
lot.
Of I've had those conversations a lot, and it's very like, that's when I just stopped responding.
Yeah,
I'm like,
why
what's
am
the
I
point?
Even putting effort into
why do I have to ask all the questions?
Well, first of all, if you're not gonna fucking respond to a prompt that you put on there, act interested in what the person says.
Yeah, no,
whoa, that was like an inside my body burp.
Body's like, enough,
yeah. Finish the thing.
But
yeah, I think that it's definitely hard, and I don't know, somebody needs to come up with a new dating app, because
well, I don't even think dating apps are
effective anymore.
No.
So what's effective? Just nothing?
I mean, I honestly think that's like similar to what we did.
Is
like these singles events, like mm-hmm. that it's that's going to force people, because I also understand that like we're in a post-COVID era, a lot of us are remote, a lot of us travel for work, a lot of us we're on the move mm-hmm. or like we're working from home or whatever it is, but it's going to force you to not just go out and like meet someone you'll potentially date, but just like meet people,
right?
Because we don't have these organic type of like where you meet some, like it was, I feel like it was more common in the 90s for you to like take an art class and mm-hmm. like make a friend there
mm-hmm.
and then they become your best friend. Like we, that's not
right now. They have these like, oh, come here for like $150 and we can paint and whatever, but mm-hmm. you're like not talking to the people next to you. You like go with people that you already
that you
know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's, you don't interact with other people. Mm-hmm. So it's, I definitely think that there needs to be more singles events like geared towards singles only, just mm-hmm. because I don't know, we need support.
Not that we like, you know, not that couples aren't, you know, whatever, but it's like, for example, like when we had our event, a friend of mine was like, oh, there's also an event being hosted, I don't know where else. And it's one of those like traffic light parties.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like green means you're single, yellow means you're complicated, and red is for like you're there with your significant other. And I'm like, what the fuck is the point? of having a party like that on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Why would a single person go to a party like that?
Why would a couple go to a party like that?
I just don't like me as a single person, if I had to choose between, I mean, and I'm biased, obviously, between
Come
our
to our
event,
event.
between our event and that, I'm obviously going to go to one where there's only going to be singles. Because
Right.
why am I going to put myself in a situation where, like, I meet somebody and they have a damn yellow cup? And it's like, well.
Yeah, it's like you obviously have issues that you need to work out.
You need to go to therapy.
Or just like to go to a party like that and have a yellow cup, it's like you are very
you
confident
shouldn't even
in
be
your.
Here. You
yeah,
shouldn't
you
even
should
be here.
Be going and working out your problems with your significant other. Or like, what the fuck does that cup even mean? Like, you aren't over your ex, or.
It just means you're like you're. I don't even know. It's like you're. Technically,
you're still together but not together. You're sleeping with other people.
You're in a
like,
situationship.
Yeah.
Like, technically, grab a green cup then.
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
Right. Because honestly, we were talking to a friend of ours over the weekend, and she was just like, you know, dating, new into the dating world, and she starts liking a guy, and being new into the dating world, even. Not being new into the dating world, and it's like someone treats you nice, you're like, oh wow, you know, like the bare minimum is really nice, because that's very unheard of these days. So being told, you know, you're pretty, blah blah blah, all the compliments, they hang out, one whatever, and we were just talking, and it's like, you're technically, you're not in a relationship. And I think this guy was like treating her like she was in a relationship.
Yeah, he was.
And it, like, in your head, you're like, oh my gosh, he's treating me like we're in a relationship, like all this stuff. In DeLulu world, you're like, he wants to be in a relationship with me. But we've not ever had this conversation. We're not, like, he hasn't said, I want you to be my girlfriend. That's a very important conversation, in my opinion. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, you know, you just, like,
I'm not
hang
just girlfriend,
out.
But it's like, this
exclusive.
Is monogamous. We're
Right. We're exclusive. We're not seeing other people. We're not sleeping with other people. We're together.
Yeah.
Which is basically boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So whether or not you want to call it boyfriend, girlfriend, I just think that's
your partner, significant other.
That's
what
cuter.
The fuck ever.
Like, just ask me to be your girlfriend.
True.
You know?
Let's go steady.
Yeah. Do you want to be significant others? Like, ew, no.
You
Try
want to
again.
Take this to the next step.
Should we take this to the next step? So anyways, that conversation was never had. It was just kind of like hanging out. He's being nice, blah, blah, blah. But technically, she was never, they never had that conversation. So you're, in my opinion, at least, you're single until that conversation is had and both of you are on the same page.
Yeah.
Because if you're on a page and he's in the next chapter or vice versa, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
So if you're single,
I mean, I think that
don't
goes
hold
for
back
like...
on going on other dates, because even though you might like this one guy a little more than you like this other guy, continue going on dates, because you might like this other guy more than this guy.
Yeah.
And until this guy wants to be in a monogamous relationship, like, don't let him hold you back.
Yeah.
Don't put your eggs all in one basket.
Yep. I agree.
I should take my own advice.
Same. Same.
I should actually go on dates, probably, to have
but
that problem.
See, we're probably, I don't know. Like, I agree. But it's like we go back to square one. Like, most of these men can't even fucking ask us out on a date.
Most of these men are sprouting out of the ground like a freaking root.
Yeah, they probably don't even drink water. Let's be honest.
They probably don't.
Like, ugh. Being single, like...
Honestly, I'm okay with it. Because I don't have time for bullshit. And I have enough bullshit going on just, like, at work and everything. It's not worth, unless like they're wanting to mesh the bullshit together and like help each other grow from like figuring out together, then no, I don't want to deal with your bullshit if you're not going to be there to support me and my bullshit.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, I agree with you. Like, I don't have the time to
It's not even time. It's like energy, mental energy.
That. Yeah, I don't have the mental energy to entertain a whatever.
A scrub.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have that because it's like I'm moving on up career-wise. I think I have a pretty, like, I'm not a social butterfly, but I have a pretty good group of friends and stuff, and it's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And it's like, sure, if you want to, like, step into my world, you'd have to make a little effort.
Effort is...
Not a little. You'd have to show a lot of effort.
Well, it's just, like, effort is, like, the number one thing. Like, show me that you're interested.
Like, the thing is... And I was telling this to somebody over the holidays, and I know, like, we're hitting March, and it's like, Lisa, the holidays were months ago. It's like, I know.
That is true. We're at the end of February.
I was asked, like, why are you still single? Like, what are you looking for? And I'm like,
who asked you that?
It was a male person. And they're like, what do you want? And I'm like, I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for much. No. I'm literally just asking for, like, respect. And, like, the literal bare minimum.
I know, but also, like, we shouldn't be asking for the bare minimum. We deserve more than the bare minimum.
Well, that's, yes. Well, this is what I'm trying to explain.
Okay.
To us, like, what we're asking for, that's not even, like, oops, sorry, microphone. The bare minimum. Like, I'm literally asking just a fucking, like, 90s rom-com, like, you know, sweep me off my damn fucking feet, okay?
Right, but to men, that's not bare minimum.
I think in your head... What I'm asking is, like, literally, like, ask me out on a date. Just little... I'm like, that's the literal bare minimum. To a man, I'm asking way too much.
Well, then he's not the man for you.
No, I know, but, like, to most...
But, yeah, no, I get it, because...
To most... Like, if you were to present the situation... To a group of guys? No.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should do an experiment. We should go out one day with our little microphones. We can interview men saying, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to ask a girl on a date that you don't know? Mm-hmm. Like, that you see in a bar, you think she's cute. What's the probability of you walking up to her and asking her out on a date? And why would you not?
We should do it.
It's probably going to be no.
Yeah. And it's like a date, not to go home with you.
Right. Like, you're asking for her number and say, I'll call you tomorrow or call you whenever. And I'll pick you up at 7 on Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't fucking happen anymore.
That's
delusional. That's delusional.
That does not happen anymore.
That's like my dream of bumping into somebody at the grocery store, which is not my dream anymore after I watched that scary movie. Because that's how she gets kidnapped, basically.
Yeah.
God, could you imagine that? Oh, my God.
Getting kidnapped at the grocery store? Yeah, no.
Well, she didn't get kidnapped at the grocery store.
But I know
she fell in love with
about.
Someone at the grocery... Not at the grocery store, but met someone at the grocery store. He was very nice, rich. Took her out on these nice vacations, and then by, like, month 3, kidnapped.
See, that's a fear of mine. I'm
yeah.
not going to lie.
It's now it's a fear not, of mine.
Well, not just... Oh, God.
I don't think your glasses want to stay on your head.
It's not the, like, oh, he's going to, like, kidnap me and murder me. It's like... Because you don't really ever know someone.
Ever.
Truly, ever. Because I was, like, thinking this in my head yesterday. It's like, I don't think I'll ever let my kids spend the night at anyone else's house just based on, like, true crime documentaries I've watched. And I'm like, and I'm even saying that as, like...
What about my house?
But see, this is the thing. Like, this is where I'm going to. It's like, I don't know. If you're the only one in the house, yes, they're spending the night. But it's like, I don't truly will ever know your husband to the full extent. And you will truly never know my husband to the full extent.
Right, but I would trust your judgment that you married this son of
a
gun.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, there's, like, so many situations and, like, just these true crime documentaries or like these women have no fucking idea who the fuck they married.
I know, but I feel like they're idiots.
True. But I feel still, like we it, have, it's just like a little thing in the back of my head.
100%. You literally.
What if I fall in love? I date this guy for a couple of years. He's great. We get married and the switch flips.
Yeah. Like that movie Enough.
Yeah.
I know. I have the same fear. I'm like, maybe I should just stay single forever.
Yeah.
Because that's so true. You literally don't know. And then you're stuck in a situation and bound to this person by a piece of freaking paper.
No, you're not stuck.
Mentally, you'll be stuck. If he's abusive, and that's a hard situation to get out of.
Well, true, but I feel like I'd be pretty
if you have a kid, leave. That's hard.
Oh, no. As a child, and I saw this TikTok, and I do want to talk about this as a topic in a later episode, but as a child, someone said this on TikTok, that's like, it's worse for the children when they're like, when their parents get divorced way after.
I know.
They should have.
Yeah. I'm saying that as the wife,
yeah,
having a child with an abuser person, it's hard to get out of that situation.
And I agree. Safely. I agree.
And having a child makes it 10 times more difficult to get out, because they can always use that against you and always
true have, but that's you're always you connected always to them. Always document everything.
Okay, we're not manifesting this for ourselves.
No, we're not manifesting this for ourselves, but I'm saying, like, God forbid I'm ever in a situation like that, but I'd be so quick to leave.
I would hope so.
Just
yeah.
Because I know people close to me that have chosen to stay in horrible situations, and obviously, like, we don't, they're like, you don't know until you're in that situation. It's like, sure, I get it.
I can imagine.
I can imagine how difficult it is, but, like,
it's not funny. I don't know why I laughed. It was awkward.
But at the same time, I'm like, I would fucking hate for my child to view that as an okay relationship.
Yeah.
Or no, that is okay.
Like, you and I are on the same page.
No. I will murder anybody that touches you, and I think you would do the same for me.
Louisa, we're not talking about murdering anybody. Oh my gosh. That went to 100 like real quick. Like 0 to 100 real quick.
Well,
I'm on the same page as you. I don't think that we're going to be in that position, and we're not going to even put it out in the universe for that to even manifest itself.
We're not.
But
we're going to marry brothers.
We should. And then we can spend all of our holidays together. Yes. And our children could be related. Yes. So then you would have to trust my husband, I guess, because he's the brother of your husband. Yeah. Let's get boyfriends first. How about that? Then we can worry about that. Then we can worry. Then we, let's go on a date first, actually. Yeah. Let's do that before we start worrying about if, our husbands are serial killers. Which, I mean, it does happen. And I think that you can't, as a wife, like, I understand, like, there's the law of, like, you don't have to, like, rat on your... You don't have to tell on your husband or wife. But if I was the wife, I feel like I would be like, absolutely. I'm like, hey, he's been doing this for a while. I know, but I couldn't even imagine being put in that position. Let's change the subject. I'm done.
To full circle this is just like that. I don't know if it's on TikTok. Thing of that girl who did like 50 parts
and it was like, I didn't watch that, but I've seen it come up.
Someone summarized it for
me. Okay, tell me what it's about.
And so it's pretty much this woman who meets this guy, I believe during COVID, either like right before COVID or like during COVID, and he like tells her that like all these things. He's pretty much a pathological liar. Lied about like all sorts of things, and she comes to find out, and he
So she's released like 50 parts, right?
Right.
So he's come out on TikTok and made a video like she's a liar and this and that. And he's like this. Unfortunately, this man is not okay in the
What
head.
did he lie about?
Like he would be on the phone straight up, be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like me picking up my phone right now and being like, I'm talking to my older sister right now, and blah, 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 blah. And he'd be having full conversations, and there'd be no one on the damn phone. And he'd be t like, I'll have to send you the summarized version because I don't remember a whole lot. Because
Okay.
it's a lot. It's 50
I
parts.
know, I heard.
And so I actually saw a video of her because his older brother, like his family doesn't speak to him. Like his family tried to help him. Like he's a pathological liar, he's schizophrenic, he's bipolar, he has
Well,
issues, but he has
mentally.
refused help. Like people have tried to help him and they've outright refused it.
Yeah.
So now he's come out in his little TikToks and he's literally posting pictures. He's like, I'm on Netflix getting ready to release my own series and blah, blah, blah. And it's literally like he's photoshopped himself into like Netflix
Oh
headquarters.
my God.
Like it's really bizarre, but okay,
Cringy.
she divorced him.
Good.
But I guess like one of the things was they tried to buy a house together, and like on his end, like when they run like a credit report, things aren't adding up. And so I think they tried to buy a house twice. And the second time the realtor was like, if I were you, I'd get the house on your
On your
name.
own.
And she does that.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's a great example. I was just like,
Full circle.
full
Yeah.
circle.
Yeah, it's definitely is one like scary like thing to think about because it's like you really don't know everyone, like anyone truly like to their deepest core unless you're like I don't know, I feel like I know you fairly well.